The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing the ACTRIMS 2020 Forum, which is to focus on several MS-related spectrums. The upcoming America's Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis 2021 Forum will focus on the spectrums of multiple sclerosis-related inflammation, disease severity, and the latest findings in the field. According to an ACTRIMS press release, about 1,000 researchers and clinicians are expected to attend the 6th annual ACTRIMS Forum themed The Spectrum of Multiple Sclerosis to be held virtually February 25th to the 27th. The forum stands out from many medical meetings by offering scientific and clinical presentations in an interactive environment while showcasing about 200 e-posters. Some of the highlights of this year's forum include the Kenneth P. Johnson Memorial Lecture and the presentation of the National MS Society's annual Brannick Prize, both set for the first day. The Memorial Lecture, meant to provide an opportunity for people to hear from prestigious clinicians or researchers who are chosen based on their knowledge, achievements, and contributions in the MS field, will be delivered by Benjamin Siegel, MD. Siegel is the chair of this Department of Neurology, the director of the Neurological Research Institute, and the co-director of the Neurological Institute at The Ohio State University College of Medicine. The Brannick Prize recognizes a scientist or team of researchers that have conducted exceptional and innovative scientific research in the field of MS. The $100,000 award is intended to encourage research with the potential to lead to the identification of new tools for the treatment and cure of the disease. The first session of the forum, delivered by young investigators, will be dedicated to cutting-edge research that has provided new understandings on the underlying mechanisms, risk factors, and biomarkers of multiple sclerosis. In addition, four sessions throughout the forum will explore several MS-related spectrums: the spectrum of MS across the lifespan, the spectrum of MS in Hispanic and Latino populations in the Caribbean, Central, and South America, the spectrum of inflammation in MS and the impact of environmental factors on inflammation, and the spectrum of disease severity, from benign to aggressive MS. A session titled Cutting Edge Developments will focus on groundbreaking research and on the effects of multiple sclerosis and disease-modifying therapies on COVID-19 development and recovery, as well as on response to vaccines. There will also be a session dedicated to the spectrum of non-MS inflammatory and autoimmune disorders that affect the CNS. The full program for ACTRIMS Forum 2021 is available online at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Are you having trouble paying for your MS medications? If you're having trouble paying for your MS medications, you're not alone. I regularly see social media posts from people whose insurance has changed, or whose insurance company has suddenly dropped a medication from its formulary, or the list of meds it will pay for. Or it is decided that you must change from a brand name drug to a generic one. Sometimes the problem is that the person with MS has begun to receive Medicare. Federal law prohibits a pharmaceutical company from helping to pay your cost-sharing costs if you receive Medicare Part D, a real shocker for some who've had help with these treatment costs prior to Medicare. The reasons for this law are complicated. Finally, posts on MS Facebook groups report that it's becoming harder to find help through nonprofit foundations, such as the Assistance Fund or the HealthWell Foundation. There doesn't seem to be as much money available as there once was. Sometimes the cost is life-threatening. A working paper recently issued by the National Bureau of Economic Research uses a number of economic formulas and models to come up with a troubling conclusion. We find that small increases in cost-sharing costs cause patients to cut back on drugs with large benefits, ultimately causing their death. Cutbacks in medication use are widespread, but most striking are those seen in patients with the greatest treatable health risks, in whom they are likely to be particularly destructive. They're talking about people with a variety of ailments, but they could easily be describing some people with MS. The researchers cautioned that their study only looked at increased deaths, not increased illness. Only 65-year-olds were studied, and only for 1 month. Yet they write, quote, "One conclusion remains clear. Patient cost sharing introduces large and deadly distortions into the cost-benefit calculus." In simpler terms, this means deciding which medications aren't worth the out-of-pocket cost. What can be done to help? Among the possible solutions in the NBER working paper are redesigning cost sharing by requiring only a low copayment or none at all for proven treatments, while requiring a high copayment for a treatment whose benefit is ambiguous. Also important are individualized formularies based on a patient's specific health risks. Of course, those are just a couple of theoretical solutions to a very large problem. Following are a few things you might be able to do to better afford your medications. Ask about cost when discussing a potential treatment with your neurologist. Frequently, it isn't talked about, but it should be a part of your decision. Be thinking about an alternative medication in case your insurance company changes and your medication isn't covered by the new company. Discuss this with your neuro. Find a neurologist whose staff has experience getting treatments approved by insurance companies and is willing to make the effort to do that. If you're looking for a grant from a foundation, you must be persistent. When a foundation receives money, it's distributed quickly, so keep checking every day. Nurses at the patient assistance services at pharmaceutical companies can be among the first people to be alerted when foundations refill their coffers. One helped me snag a grant a few years ago. Use them as a resource.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.